up, everybody? This is Evelise, a.k.a. La Sicaria, a.k.a. the baddest bitch in the building from Lucha Underground, and you're listening to the Oversell Wrestling Podcast.
It is episode 84, and we are talking all things professional wrestling. Get ready. This is the Oversell Podcast! Ladies and gentlemen, welcome to episode 84 of the Oversell Podcast. My name is Derek.
I am Mike.
And I'm Dan.
We also have a very special guest tonight. Mike brought us in a wrestling friend of his from the Memphis Grizzlies. John is joining us on the Oversell Podcast. Welcome.
Hello, hello. Welcome. Thank you. Thank you.
How long have you been a wrestling fan? We're going to grill you first.
Go ahead. Wow. I started watching it with my dad when I was, I'm 23 right now. So I started watching it when I was about five, six years old. Then we moved, had some family issues, stopped watching it, and then now I'm back into it. So,
who are some of your favorites when you're watching it with your dad?
For some reason, I love The Godfather. I don't
who
know.
Who doesn't love The Godfather, man?
Exactly, exactly. I don't know why. I remember specifically the Ho Train.
Yeah.
And then there we go. And that opened the door. So.
Okay.
So, yeah.
So, were you a WWE guy? WCW
yeah, yeah,
guy?
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Yeah.
Favorite stable?
Attitude Era.
Do what?
I like the Attitude Era.
Attitude Stable.
Which oh,
stable?
Group. Oh, sorry.
The Ho Train. He already made that
yeah,
clear.
Yeah, exactly. No. Hardy Boys. Okay. Hardy Boys. Yeah, they were. High flyers, risk takers, kind of got me into it more. Started watching around that time. So I think the first match I ever watched were them, and I cannot remember who they faced. But I remember they won, and I was just like, whoa, this is cool. I like them. So,
all right. Very cool. Well, Dan, you recently had an NWA show up there featuring a match that, I mean, for all intents and purposes, should have been one of the best matches in the area up there. Can you tell us a little bit about it?
It's one of the best, probably one of the best matches you'll ever see in the nation. It was Jason Kincaid putting his NWA Southeastern Heavyweight title on the line against Chase Owens. And, you know, from the Bullet Club, from New Japan, you know, Chase Owens, you can't get much better than that. Against Jason Kincaid, one of the most innovative, and you know, if you've never seen Jason Kincaid wrestle before, if you see him on a card anywhere near you, you need to go and see Jason Kincaid wrestle. There's no real way to describe Jason. He's a technical wrestler to the extreme, I guess, is the best way to explain how he is. He does the flips and stuff like that, but it's worked in with wrestling moves to a certain degree that you can't really tell what Jason's going to do in his next match. I mean, he tries to do every match differently, every move differently in every match. So, I mean, he has a lot of moves that he uses and goes to, you know, kind of like staples in his, repertoire and everything. But, you know, as far as me being able to explain to you what style he wrestles, I honestly couldn't, you know, put him in a category.
Well,
because I mean, he wrestles all styles, and it's, you know, he recently got signed to the Evolve group.
Yep.
And he'll be exclusive to them and everything. He lost his match against Chase Owens, and it was a 20 to 25 minute match, and it's only going to be available on the NWA Smoky Mountain. I think it's like a premier channel that you pay for on YouTube, and you pay to be a member of it, and that is the only way you're going to be able to see a video of this match. Mm-hmm. But you know, NWA Smoky Mountain, they have their YouTube channel, and then they have like kind of like a premier channel that you pay for. But if you can get a chance to see this match, it's pretty cool. I think you know what a switch is, right?
Yes.
Derek?
Yes.
These guys did switches on one another about 5 or 6 times in a row before they would even try to hit another move. I mean, it was, you know, stuff like that where the guy was trying to get the upper hand on the other one for a good, you know, minute or two, you know, and back and forth to that, back and forth to that. And, you know, it was awesome. It really was. And I was thoroughly entertained by it. The rest of the card was the Model City Tag Team Tournament. And this is what really shocks me about this area, you know, because I worked in West Tennessee, I worked in Arkansas, and a little bit of North Mississippi, you know, and Middle Tennessee, off and on. And I have never seen an area light up with so many tag teams in my life. Mm-hmm. There was just tag team wrestling, and it was amazing to me, actually, because, like, I looked at the card and I was like, well, there's like 6 or 7 tag team matches tonight. You know, how many possible tag team finishes are there that they can work into the night, you know, that is going to make this, you know, go off without a hitch and people aren't going to get bored. And
was Teddy Long booking that night?
Yeah, Teddy Long, player. He found out he was going in the Hall of Fame and we had him booked that night. Yeah. But no, I was utterly amazed that these guys did something different for every single match, and nobody copied the other one. It was great. You know, it the whole night really worked out really well, and especially with the main event being Kincaid versus Owens, and you know, like I said, you know, it just this area's tag team talent amazes me. I've never seen this many tag teams in an area. You know, and East Tennessee and West Tennessee is like night and day as far as tag teams go. You know, it's the tag team talent over here is just incredible. I can't say enough about it, you know. But you know, they had a little tournament, you know, they got a little Model City tournament is what they're calling it right now. And, guys that advanced on in the tournament and everything. And I think for the next 2 or 3 shows, they'll probably be doing, this tag team tournament. It's going to go on, you know, that was just the first round. So March 11th, I believe, is the next show. I'm going to look that up and check that here in a second. And it's going to be at Sullivan South High School in Kingsport right here, and it is a benefit show. And I will look up who it is benefiting here in a second as well. You know, it is, it's just, I kind of, you know, was like, iffy about wrestling in this area at first, but NWA Smoky Mountain is the business over here. I mean, it's awesome, you know. And they've got the go-to school over here. They got School of Morton, Ricky Morton's school from Rock and Roll Express.
Nice.
So guys need any tips or, you know, need to stop in for classes or anything, they go straight to Ricky Morton's school, you know.
And congratulations to Ricky Morton for making the WWE Hall of Fame this year.
Yes, and they had an event over here when they announced it on Monday Night Raw. They had an event at a sports bar over here in Johnson City, and I did not get to go. I kind of kicked myself for not going. Ricky Morton was there that night, and they were announcing their Hall of Fame induction on Raw in the sports bar there.
Very cool. Well, speaking of that, we have got a local show going on here this weekend. It is at 4001 Lamar, and it is headlined by the one and only Wonderful, yes! Broken Matt Hardy is going to be wrestling in Memphis, Tennessee for Memphis Lucha Libre. He's taking on, I'm going to butcher this name, Heel del Espectro.
Sounded pretty good.
Yep. I, that's the best I did.
Sounds right.
I think you're going to get to
I
see.
I think you did okay there.
I think you're going to get to see the Mocenaries, which is. Do you know who the Mocenaries now are, Dan?
Yes, I do.
We got Mo leading Bishop Cage, who is still, to me, one of the scariest wrestlers in Memphis, and Alan Steele. I think Del Tucker is going to be there. Dustin Five Star, Maria, Antonio Garza. You know, it's kind of a who's who of Memphis wrestling right now. And, yeah, I'm really excited for it. I really hope they're doing a meet and greet with Matt so I can get an autograph and a picture with the broken one.
You think Bishop Cage is scary in a wrestling ring. You wait till you run into him in real life. He's
no,
a bouncer at Club 152 on Bill. So.
I don't for me, you know, me personally, I don't need to be in – I have no reason to be in Club 152, so I'm never going to have to worry about that. So I'm just – I am extremely excited that, you know, this is a big deal, to I think, for Broken Matt to come wrestle for Memphis Lucha Libre Wrestling. I mean, they – over the past couple of months, I think since last year, they brought in some big stars. They've had Tejano, Taya, Sexy Star, mm-hmm. Brian Cage.
Yeah.
You know, I think who's the guy from Marty the Moth said he may have been talking to come down here. And if Marty, I'm not missing the Marty the Moth show. That, Marty the Moth is the best. So yeah. It's really good for I think Memphis Wrestling for someone like Matt Hardy to come in. He's already cut a broken promo on this guy that he's wrestling. Yep. I saw it on YouTube. I mean, it's going to be really exciting to get to see someone. And I hear their contracts expire with TNA at the end of the month.
Yeah, they said they're already up now or just like within a couple weeks. And you know, WWE has already said, "Hey, we want y'all."
Now, will they bring in Broken? Will Broken Matt be?
I think they would have to bring in Broken Matt, and they would probably just have Jeff Hardy as just, you know, regular Jeff Hardy.
Jeff Hardy on Raw, Broken Matt on SmackDown?
I can see that.
To start out, I think they would have to bring him in as a tag team.
I could see them as a tag team on Raw, to be honest, because Raw's tag team division isn't very deep right now.
No.
It's not.
But have y'all... I know y'all don't really watch TNA, or it's not even TNA anymore. It's just Impact Wrestling.
With the big bird in the back.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But have you heard what the Hardys are doing right now?
No, I haven't.
You know, for the last couple months, they've been challenging, like, all tag teams from everywhere across the world.
The Bucks of Youth.
The Bucks of Youth.
The Day of New.
Yeah.
The Family of Wyatts.
Yeah.
Yeah. But last week on Impact, they went down to Mexico and challenged, like, the whatever promotion it was down there. I know Conan was there. He was running it or whatever. But they actually wrestled Super Crazy and Psychosis.
Psychosis,
whoa.
Yes.
And, like, the whole thing is, you know, they're truly going around winning all of these belts. And they went down to Mexico, and they won those belts. And then this week, or tonight, actually, they're going, like, Mid-Atlantic something promotion. And they're challenging them for the belts, and they're probably going to win those. And they're just – they've been going around all these different smaller indie circuits and just taking all their titles.
They're doing what the Young Bucks do. The Young Bucks, when they walked into Wrestle Kingdom 11, had like six sets of belts, it seemed like.
Right.
So,
which makes it kind of odd because if their contracts are up and they're not going to be re-signing with them – and see why they're giving them this kind of push.
I think TNA is going to make a last-second push.
They've got to.
They can't lose.
No.
Those guys.
No.
How much do you ever get to watch New Japan Pro Wrestling, John?
Some. I watched Kingdom 11.
Did you like it?
Yeah, I loved it. That was awesome.
Who's your favorite New Japan guy?
Omega, by far.
Okay.
I mean, on the bus, but Omega.
Yeah, I mean, he's the heart and soul of that company right now with the Bullet Club. And
Okada.
Shibata.
I'm just saying that.
Shibata, if we're talking about it. Dan, have you gotten a chance of watching New Japan yet?
I still haven't. I'm going to have to hook my laptop directly up to my TV so I can watch it.
Yeah, you know, that's the one.
I can get on my laptop and watch it, but, you know, I feel like I've got to sit there and, you know, stick my face in the laptop. I'd rather watch it on my big screen.
Right.
That, you know, that's the one problem I have with New Japan World is they don't have an Apple TV app, and they do this weird thing to where you have to have a Google Chromecast, and you have to stream that to your TV, but you have to do it through the app. But it's very weird and convoluted. They just need an Apple TV app, and they'll be set up good to go.
Yep.
But they did. I just telling Mike before the show, they had another New Japan show, and part of it, they did a big four-man tag, and Jushin Thunder Liger was in it, and Shibata, and they were facing off. There's two other guys I can't think of right now. They're facing off against this new stable called Suzuki Gun, which Suzuki Gun has a very interesting member in Taka Michinoku.
Wow.
He is part of New Japan Pro Wrestling now. He's working a lot of more tag team matches and stuff like that, but Shibata and Suzuki Minori, I think is how you say his name. When they got in the match, those two guys kicked the shit out of each other. Because that's they just, it's a Shibata match is like nothing else because his he throws the best forearms in the business to me.
It takes the best beating.
Yeah, yeah. I mean, he sells real good, but man, he just looks like a dude that just is ready for a fight.
I have a serious question for you about Shibata.
Okay.
Because you would know this.
Okay.
Has Shibata ever smiled?
Yes. Actually, that's, you know, when I think when he was younger, he was kind of like a trainee to Goto. And when Goto won a title and they were doing Yumbai, Yumbai, he smiled and did a Yumbai. So it was when he was really younger and when he was still a young boy or something.
He was still
like
believed
that.
In like Santa Claus at that time. So, I mean,
yeah.
Okay.
But now, no, he doesn't smile. he doesn't smile one bit.
Since I've been watching, I've never seen him smile.
And Kushida wrestled on it. He was in another tag match. The big point of this show was it was Makabe's 20th anniversary in wrestling. So him and Honda took on Yanu and Tomohiro Ishii.
And there's another just beast.
Yeah, dude. And the Stone Pitbull. And it wasn't a title match, but Makabe and Hanma went over. And, I mean, you know, those are four just tough dudes right there. Well, okay, three tough dudes in Yano. Tori Yano is kind of a weird cat. I don't know. He's just a goofy son of a bitch. But,
you know, I would be perfectly fine if Ishii and Shibata only wrestled each other for the rest of their careers.
So you mean Kevin Owens and Sami Zayn?
Yeah, basically.
Yeah, yeah. I mean, that match at Wrestle Kingdom 10 was just brutal. Ugh. Anyway. Dan, anything else you got from your show?
Well, I'm just I'm perusing the NWA Smoky Mountain Facebook here, getting all my info and everything, my updated info here. Okay. We've got Hancock County Rescue Squad fundraiser coming up for Smoky Mountain Wrestling. That's on March 4th. They've got the NWA US Tag Team titles on the line, the Heat Seekers versus the Jones Boys. And then March 11th, we've got Showdown for Sturgill. And this is actually a benefit for South football coach Chris Sturgill, who's currently battling cancer. NWA Smoky Mountain has set a goal to sell 1,000 tickets to help out Coach Sturgill. Cool. So that's... two things we got going on, and just announced 2 hours ago on the NWA Smoky Mountain Facebook page, Ryback is coming to NWA Smoky Mountain on Saturday, May 13th, and he is going to face Godzilla himself, Jax Dane.
Okay. Wow. So, now, are you doing any
two big boys going at it.
Are you doing any announcing for him or anything?
I am doing announcing, yes.
Okay, cool.
I've been doing the announcing, and I've been enjoying every minute of it because I get a front row seat to all this stuff.
Well, great. Well,
The announcing part's fun, but the bonus part is I get to sit here and watch this stuff. It's great.
That's exactly why I work with the Grizzlies.
Yeah.
Yeah. I've been to a game, and I don't see you do shit all game.
Yeah,
just
exactly.
Sit there.
He mops. Well, then again,
I barely do that.
Yeah, then again, I mopped with him. I mopped with him, and then they moved me over to the water.
Oh.
So now he does even less than I do.
I do less. I take more shit from the visiting team than he does. So.
Oh, God. That's great. Well, let's get to Raw this week. It opened up with what I'm going to say is probably Kevin Owens' best promo since... Since he's been with the company.
Yes.
And I'm liking this Kevin Owens we're getting now that they broke after the Festival of Friendship. He's serious. He's not taking any shit. He's whooping ass. And this promo just.
And that's why he's going to get destroyed by Goldberg.
Exactly. You know, that's exactly how it's going to go.
If it's a squash, I'm not watching Raw until after WrestleMania. If it's a squash.
I don't think it's going to be a squash, but I don't think it's going to be.
If it's a squash. I'm not going to watch Raw.
I see Goldberg getting jumped as soon as he comes through the entranceway, and maybe he gets beaten down all the way to the ring, but as soon as they jump in the ring, it's over.
I can see that. My thought would be Lesnar screws Goldberg out of the title. They fight at WrestleMania, and you get Kevin Owens and Chris Jericho for the title.
I'm thinking, now that I've thought about it, I think Brock Lesnar should jump Kevin Owens to where Goldberg wins the title just so he gets to go for the title guaranteed at WrestleMania.
See, that would piss me off just as much as the spot. I just think with this run, I think Kevin Owens deserves heading into WrestleMania holding the WWE Universal Championship.
Could Jericho screw Owens?
That's another possibility.
Yeah.
I was thinking that earlier today. Owens
or could
comes
Brock
out.
Lesnar interfere?
Yeah.
Or both of them, and then Jericho walks out with the title somehow.
Somehow.
Yeah. No, Jericho recently actually appeared in front of a German crowd.
I saw that, yeah.
He had a neck brace and a crutch.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Sold it pretty well.
You know, Jericho, I wonder how much love Vince has for Jericho. He has to have so much fun.
Yeah.
From all the shit he's done, given, you know, going back to the first big Jericho moment, which was him beating Triple H on Raw for the title.
Yep.
I mean, that was a crazy night. I was jumping for joy, and I was like, holy shit, and then.
Yeah.
After that, you know, you got the Rock and Roller stuff, and then, he's the only guy to beat Rock and Stone Cold in a night. Mm-hmm. Jericho's really accomplished.
He's the only person to pee in Regal's tea.
Yep. Yeah. Oh, that was when Regal had that. Remember when Regal had that, like, sick-looking black eye, too, yep. Where it was all red? Oh, man, yeah. I need to go back and watch WrestleMania 17 again.
See, my thing with Jericho going into Mania is if they want to do that, because, you know, he's already said that he's taking time off after Mania for Fozzy.
Right.
For his – that, I mean, that just shows how much Vince is letting him, I guess – use his contract, because I mean he's done this several times now. Mm-hmm. Cena's doing the same thing with his movies and going the Rock,
right?
And the difference is Jericho, whenever he comes back, he's something different.
Exactly.
Yeah,
he's the best friend. His best run ever, I think, was the suit and the slow talking.
Yeah,
that was that run was just incredible. Going else on Raw, Big Cass and Sheamus had a match. Yeah. Mm-hmm. That's great.
Yeah.
Yeah, I'm ready for Cass to move into a singles role, I think. I'm over the Enzo shtick.
Yeah. There's multiple times where I've watched Raw and I'm like, he has so much potential. And it just, I mean, I like Enzo, don't get me wrong, but Cass
we still chant with him as he's doing the intro.
Yep.
Yeah, but yep. Enzo
could be a good mouthpiece for a lot of wrestlers.
Yes.
Yeah.
You know, it's just interesting because, man, I guess no one wants a manager these days because they want to be able to do the talking themselves.
Right.
And then back it up, I guess.
But cutting a promo is, I mean, a huge part of it, too.
Yeah.
So that's why Brock Lesnar never did well when he didn't have a
promo. Exactly.
I went back today on YouTube, and I was watching a promo between Brock and Kurt Angle, and Brock just looked awful. He does not work the mic, and it's just bad.
It's like he's got that Mike Tyson syndrome where he walks out looking like RoboCop and then he gets on the mic and he's a 16-year-old girl.
It's just like the Undertaker in Suburban Commando.
There you go.
I'm going to get you, Ramsey. Let's see. Brian Kendrick and Akira Tozawa had a match. That was all right. Luke Gallows and Karl Anderson defeated Roman Reigns via DQ.
There goes Vince making Roman look strong.
Yeah, and of course it has to be to
the Raw tag team champions.
Can't you do that with isn't there Curtis Axel and
Bo Dallas?
Bo Dallas, can you not just have them jump Roman Reigns or something like that? Why the?
Because you don't look strong fighting them off.
Of course not.
I mean, come on.
I just don't like the way Gallows and Anderson have been booked since they've joined.
What do y'all think about New Day now? They obviously don't have anything for WrestleMania, so they're just hosting it.
I have a bad feeling that it's going to be very stale. I feel like their first couple gimmicks of Mania is going to be good, and then after that, people are going to die off. It's not going to be good. I don't know why.
I'm wondering if there's going to be any more than one, because every time they have a host, they do one segment, and then it's done.
You know, I heard an interesting rumor that Hogan... They could be the force that brings Hogan back at WrestleMania.
Yeah.
Speaking of Hogan, did y'all see the commercial that he was in recently? Cannot remember what part he was, but it was a commercial where this crook stole a woman's bag and he was running like on a pier and he bumped into Hogan. The dude fell on the ground, and Hogan started beating him up like it was WWE, but it was fake. Like, it was like when he was punching him, he would get like this close, like he would get so close to his face, and
he would do those flare punches.
Yeah, yeah. You know, he was just doing that, and then he jumped off like a bench, and he went to body slam him, but he hit knees first, and his body never touched him. And the crook was like, look at him, like, what the hell are you doing? And all the fans were like, wow, yeah, like doing this. And the crook just like stopped and like gave him the bag and was like walking away. Like, I'm done. I don't want to do this anymore. And he just looked at the camera and he was like, brother. And then it ended. It was the greatest thing ever.
What was the commercial for?
I have no idea.
That's how bad it was. You had no idea what it was for.
There was no subtitles. It was in a foreign language.
Hogan made this. He just did this for himself.
I saw a commercial today, and it was for Surf Pro, and this, what are they called? Forklift drives into the thing, and water starts going everywhere, and this guy jumps up from his office and takes off his glasses. I'm like, wait a minute, it's Dario Cueto from Lucha. I'm like, oh, this is great! It's so funny, because he's also, I was watching this bad Adam Sandler movie about when he has a twin sister.
I never watched it, but I know what you're talking about.
When they walk onto the cruise boat, guess who's welcoming them onto the cruise boat? Dario Cueto. I was watching it, and I heard that voice. Welcome to
the temple.
Like, meet my brother, Matanza Cueto. Like, no, don't talk to him. Don't talk to him. He'll get the key out. Let's see.
Going back on that New Day segment, I don't know if y'all saw this, but Big E had another, I guess, part of his promo cut out on when WWE replayed it. If y'all watched it very carefully, they said, Lana had the plans for their new ice cream, whatever. Yeah. And, you know, Xavier Woods was like, you know, how did you get that? And Big E made a side comment and goes, well, she is Russian.
Yeah, yeah.
And WWE cut it out.
Well, you know, it's fun. Like,
they just cut it out.
You know. Why would they cut it out? Because that's the whole implication, isn't it?
Yeah.
He had another one a couple months ago when Charlotte and...
I'm Dustin Five Star.
Sorry.
Way to go, Dustin.
Five Star screwing me over again.
Sticking his nose in here. What the hell?
He had another one cut out when he was talking about... Charlotte came in there with... I think it was Anderson and Gallows, and they were talking about, you know, title reigns and stuff. And, you know, he was like, we're the longest reigning champions. And Gallows and Anderson said, you know, well, we'll take that. And he goes, are we just going to go back and forth like Charlotte and Sasha? And they cut it off again.
Yeah, they cut that. I remember that one.
So, wow. During that segment, I did send out a tweet, and it was a womp womp tweet. And my tweet was, I guess Lana didn't back up to iCloud. After I hit send, I was like, man, I feel horrible for that one. Let's see. Next up, Kofi Kingston and Big E defeated Rusev and Jinder Mahal. Man, Jinder Mahal is jacked right
he's
now.
He's huge.
Oh, my God.
God.
And he's still...
He still hasn't won a match, has he?
Yeah, no.
Well, he did beat the shit out of Heath Slater.
Okay, so he still hasn't won a match.
Just putting that in there.
Was that when he came?
Yeah.
He came back on SmackDown.
Yeah,
right?
he came down.
No. That was when he was doing the free agent.
Yeah. Okay. And he was like, I'm the hottest free agent here, blah, blah. And then Jinder Mahal hit him with like a big boot and 1, 2, 3. Yeah. That's it.
And that's the last match he won.
Yep.
Austin Aries, they did a contract signing, and, you know, those never go well. But. We're gonna get Jack Gallagher, and
I really like Jack Gallagher.
Yeah,
he's.
Did you go to SmackDown Live in Memphis?
I did. Yeah.
Did you get to stay for 205 Live?
Yeah, I stayed for that. Yeah.
Was that match not fun?
It was really good. It's all the umbrellas.
All the umbrellas.
And, yeah.
You know, Marty.
I still love him in the Rumble.
The Jericho when he
when he jumped off with the umbrella.
Yeah,
that was
the Mary Poppins.
Yeah.
Hi, this is Martin Gustav.
What are you doing?
I gotta stop. Marty the Moth jumping in here too. I'm just gonna put this to the side here. I'll just put that right.
Good grief.
Golly.
You know, thanks for the support, guys. But we're trying to do our job here.
But I think that's gonna be a good match actually between Neville and Jack Gallagher. After that, Nia Jax beat the shit out of some chick.
Jobber. Did y'all hear the fans in the crowd? They were chanting, "Let's go, Jobber."
Oh, that's so bad.
They were chanting that. Ugh, it was.
Let's see. Bayley came out and cut a promo. Our crowds connect. Let me ask you. John, you're fresh here on the show. Are crowds connecting with Bailey?
Somewhat.
I don't think it's as strong as what they initially thought.
No, it's not. God, that whole promo with her and Charlotte, and she was, you know, look what I've become, look what I came up to be. You know, the whole poem, that was a disaster.
Mm-hmm.
People started booing that. I heard that. But I agree with you. It's not what they want it to be. No.
I totally expect her to be female John Cena when she came up. I thought there was a chance there. Dan, what about you? What do you think about how Bailey's been done on since she's been on the main roster?
I'm not sure what to think. You know, it's kind of confusing the way that, you know, they're using her. Her following was kind of more organic in NXT, you know?
Mm-hmm.
So, you know, it's hard to recreate an organic following and move that to the main roster. I feel like she had a lot of fire when she first came out, but the way that they kind of snuck her into this whole Charlotte losing the title on Raw but winning it back during pay-per-views, you know, I think the way that they've kind of snuck her into that cycle, you know, because obviously she's going to lose the title at the next pay-per-view, if not before then, you know. They're going to keep that Charlotte, you know, winning at the pay-per-view streak alive, no matter what it seems. You know, but then again, they could surprise us with, you know, Bailey being the one that does it, you know.
I got to cut you off here because I've got two Grizzlies guys. Who's Chandler Parsons?
Oh, God.
He's one of our big signings last summer. Okay. He's a free agent.
Well, there's apparently news that he's dating Savannah Chrisley.
Yeah.
That wouldn't surprise me.
Yeah.
He dates everybody.
He dates, yeah.
Do you know who
he's the playboy of the Grizzlies.
Oh. Yeah, he is.
He's like boy of the league. And
I guess Todd Chrisley ain't going to like that one bit. Sorry to cut you off.
I'll ask him next game.
Yeah, you should.
When we're warming him up, he has this thing called Parsonitis. And it's where, because he's not doing very well on the court right now, mm-hmm. and people are getting pissed off at him.
Because mm-hmm. we're paying a lot of money.
$94 million.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, and he just went to, as he puts it, Chancoon.
Yeah.
Okay.
All right. Yeah.
Bit of a party animal.
Ah, gotcha.
And he's not producing on the court, so there's your problem.
Well, we'll get back to the wrestling talk now. Sorry to bore everyone with that basketball talk. I just came across that. Savannah Chrisley. I love me and my wife. We watch the Chrisleys every week.
Yeah.
And they were actually at Raw one time.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And we're having a wonderful time here watching everybody kick ass. That's all we do. next up.
I want to ask a question now.
Okay.
Because I know I made a comment last week, and I want to know if anybody else agrees with me about Bailey and being that she is overrated.
No, I won't say she's overrated.
Not yet.
I'm thinking. God, I did it last week, and I'm going to have to do it here with Dan on the phone. They need to roll mm-hmm. with Mo's idea. They move her to SmackDown, and Bray Wyatt realizes that Sister Abigail is trapped in a body of Bailey, and he draws Sister Abigail out. I got to give Mo Stiegel credit on something. Crap.
Uh-oh. but
Mo,
DJ, do you think Bailey is overrated?
I honestly don't. I don't. I just don't think she's being used to her potential. I mean, the match that her and Sasha put on at that NXT show, when, you know, both the matches, because they had the match for the title and then they had the rematch for the title. I mean, both of those NXT matches were gold. There was not any mistakes made during that match, and if they were, they were only noticeable to professionals.
Right.
You know.
Right. And I'm not knocking, you know, either one of those matches, but to mm-hmm. me, I'm at the point now where is she getting so much, you know, hype now? Is it just because of who she's been in programs with?
That's a possibility.
Yeah, maybe.
You know, it does have a lot to do with who you work, you know? When the girls move from NXT to the main roster, I feel like it cuts their move list in half of what they're able to do.
Right.
You know? Because if the girls worked, you know, if the girls worked on the main roster like they did in NXT, they would outshine the guys on the main roster.
Oh, absolutely.
You know? And there's two different styles of working, and one's NXT and the other's the main roster. And, you know, maybe the main roster way of working is what's killing all of these gimmicks coming from NXT, and Bayley may just be the next victim, you know?
I blame Kevin Dunn.
You always blame Kevin Dunn.
Well, he's usually the one to blame.
Kevin Dunn's the reason Chandler Parsons is playing like shit.
Yeah, there we go. Kevin. That bucky tooth motherfucker.
I will say, though, her title win felt very
quick.
It should have never happened. I saw it from that tit shot that Sasha had on Charlotte. God, she nailed her hard. That, oh, God.
Yeah,
that one hurt me.
You know, I'm thinking she shouldn't have even been
in that title.
In the title picture for right now. She should have been feud. I think her and Dana Brooke would have been the feud to
go into
Mania with. What do you guys think?
I think Emma.
What do you think, Emma?
Emma came back, cut a promo, and left.
There's another story there. Emelina going to Emma, and then back to Emelina, back to Emma.
Yeah, I mean, they had a perfect gimmick for her before she got hurt, and they should have just brought her back as that.
Yep.
And not this wannabe
not
RV
this
doll,
not this perfection
not Sable
that she is now
or anything. Like, I mean, she's they got news is Kelly's coming back. She's going to be perfect
I heard about
for that,
that
kind of role.
Yeah.
So we'll see. Sasha Banks defeated Charlotte. Who would have thought? Zayn cut another promo on Samoa Joe. He's got to stop doing this.
He's going to get hurt.
The more he talks about Samoa Joe, the more he's going to get Samoa Joe's going to get pissed. This is another thing that could happen in this match at Fastlane. Samoa Joe could get involved with this match and help Kevin Owens somehow, because there seems to be some sort of camaraderie between Triple H and Joe, and Triple H and Owens. I mean, we could be looking at a new authority new authority stable. And I was thinking Triple H could kind of build a new evolution with Joe, Owens, and Gallows and Anderson.
That would be
pretty brutal.
Oh, my God. They would beat the shit out of everybody.
Everyone.
It would be fantastic television, but it's not going to happen. So.
Not going to happen.
Let's see.
Well, I think what they're mainly aiming for is for the NXT guys to be a group as they come in, you know, and they might be growing an NXT stable in the main roster.
Let's see. Backstage, Mick Foley and Stephanie talked, and they're on the show again.
I don't get Stephanie. Is she a heel, or is she a babyface, or is she in between, or does she even know what she is?
She doesn't.
That's what I thought.
So one minute she's telling Bayley to hand over her title. The next one she's getting mad at Mick Foley for something. It just doesn't matter. Then we got the Michael Cole interview with Brock Lesnar where
that was so awkward.
Yeah, with Brock just staring into the camera. Kind of, and he kind of did duck lips a couple times and just kidding.
Yeah, it wasn't.
Then the main event happened, and this main event was actually a lot of fun.
It was really good.
Dan, you ever seen two over probably six? How tall are these guys? 6'4", 6'5"?
They're six big.
Huge.
You ever seen guys that big, close 300 pounds chain wrestling?
No, not really.
Well,
but I saw clips of it. I did see clips of Raw that people posted online of Strowman doing a kip up and doing arm wringers back and forth, and that was crazy enough.
Who would? I mean, this. I thought this last match was great, and Braun Strowman, he is going to be a star. They are grooming him to be a top star in this company, which is awesome. Hopefully, he's going to hit a little dip at Fastlane when he loses to Roman Reigns.
But, yeah, he will.
I would book Braun to win.
I would, too.
But
it just depends on how the match ends.
Supposedly.
I mean, if it's like a disqualification or something, or some sort of weird count out. I mean, it doesn't hurt Braun at all.
Yeah, that's what I've heard. I've heard that they've done a lot of house shows, Braun and Roman, to start, start that chemistry.
Right.
Mm-hmm.
And from people that I've heard that have been to those house shows have said that they are amazing together. Like, those matches and those house shows have been amazing.
Good.
So hopefully Fastlane brings one of those good matches. And I do hope that it ends in a DQ or a count out, because Braun losing to Strowman will just... It'll hurt him. It'll hurt him bad.
So we'll get to SmackDown Live. I didn't know if this was going to be a work or not, but apparently Naomi had to relinquish the SmackDown Women's Championship, and Alexa Bliss beat Becky Lynch to win that title back.
I love Becky.
Yes.
I love Becky so much.
How did she get injured? I mean, I didn't hear what the exact injury was.
I heard it on the Matt Men podcast today. It was kind of like a Seth Rollins injury, but not catastrophic like his was, you know, when he went mm-hmm. and did the sunset powerbomb or tried to do it on Roman Reigns.
Apparently, it happened on her on the moonsault.
Yeah.
Okay. It's like the same type of injury, just not as catastrophic.
Because that's why last week they didn't really have her do anything.
Yeah.
You know, they kept her off the house shows when she was actually came out for her little, you know, celebration or whatever. She didn't really do much because they weren't sure how bad it was, and then they realized, oh shit, she's going to be out for over a month.
She's supposedly supposed to be mm-hmm. back like right before Mania hits.
Okay.
Which is in her hometown, so they're going to do something. Probably another.
They're
going to
inject that knee with everything they've got. I heard an interesting story. Ryan Satin posted this on Twitter of where Feel the Glow, where the inspiration was from that. Do you guys have any guesses?
She went to a rave.
Nope.
Her boyfriend.
Nope.
Husband.
Nope.
Because he's totally into that.
Totally. No, hold on. I'm going to give you guys a clue here, but I got to pull up.
Feel the Glow.
You may not get it. You may be a little too young for this one.
I might be, probably.
Youngin. I didn't know you were 12 years younger than me. I'm just kidding. Derek, edit some of this silence out. Okay. See if... All right, it's loading. It's loading. Hold on. There's an ad on YouTube, of course.
Oh, okay. Yeah, imagine that. Oh, oh.
All the ads.
Who's the master? I can't get you, Leroy.
Drown him! For Christ's sake, will you drown him?
Oh, God.
Anybody remember this movie?
Who is the master?
There is one place that you have not looked, and it is there.
Only there.
You will find.
You shall find the master.
You look like a master,
master
to me.
All right, Leroy. Who's the master?
I am.
I am. He didn't say show enough.
I am.
So yeah, the glow, Feel the Glow, came from the 1980s hit, which is a great movie to watch, and it's a lot of fun. It's The Last Dragon.
Gordy's The Last Dragon.
That movie was so awesome. Who's the master, Leroy? Show enough. So
and about 20 years ago, when Busta Rhymes came out dressed up like that in the video, it was amazing too.
That movie, it was so 80s because there are all these bad guys, and they had gimmicks. Like, there was the one guy that just barked at people, and they had all the bad guys that were just over-dramatized or something like that. You know, you had a guy that was in nothing but a Shogun outfit. Or 80s, and it was best. Bruce Leroy, go watch The Last Dragon, and you'll find where Naomi got the inspiration for Feel the Glow.
Interesting.
Yeah, nice. It's just crazy. Let's see.
Yeah, we grew up weird.
Yeah. I remember, as a kid, Shownuff scared the shit out of me in that movie. And then when Leroy actually at first scared me when he just started laughing. I'm like, Leroy, don't go crazy.
Hold on a second.
Let's see. Dean Ambrose, talk some shit, of course. Kalisto cut a backstage promo.
Why was... we'll get to that.
Go ahead.
Why is he even in that? I know it's because of the Ziggler and the Cruz little feud that they got going on, but wouldn't you think it would be more of like one-on-one and not two-on-one?
Oh, you're talking about from...
Elimination Chamber.
Yeah. No clue. I don't know. You never put a baby face or a heel as the handicapped
person. Exactly.
Let's see. The Miz is backstage with Maurice, and they're talking about one of Miz's dumb movies.
Of course they are.
Just straight, one of them?
Straight
one.
To DVD.
The Which Marine?
The Marine 46. I still can't believe I'm doing this shit, is what it's called.
Yep.
Still here.
Let's see. What do we think about this Natalya Nikki angle?
It's about over.
God it's over.
They're getting real with each other, though, talking about fake silicone. Or shit like that. Let's see. AJ Styles bumps into a guy. Whatever. Oh, he was brags into a random guy that he's going to be the main event. It's all leading up to we had Natalya defeated Nikki Bella. Okay,
that was I was talking to Mike when we were on the way over here. Nikki Bella, I like her for a reason, and
I thought it was two.
No, well,
two reasons.
It was more than one.
She's a very bad actress.
Yes.
She is terrible. And I don't get why Maurice would be upset with Nikki when Natalya threw Nikki into her. It's not her fault. Don't shoot the messenger, as they say. But whatever.
Yeah.
It and then the whole WWE put out a thing on their social media about Nikki getting her knee checked out, and every time the trainer even remotely went near her knee, she would, my knee, it hurts. And it's horrible. Very cringeworthy.
Number one contender battle royal. I get what they tried to do at the end, but it kind of
failed
because
miserably.
And thank God that we don't do replay in the WWE, because actually they did it once.
They did it once.
We're gonna have to go to the camera replay. When the fuck did you guys get replay? And then, it was so stupid. And
ironically, there were no refs on that side, and neither was the cameraman.
Yep.
Did you notice that?
Mm.
But every fan in the stands that was showing it were pointing at Luke Harper saying, he did it. He won.
He's going to
WrestleMania. Right here.
But
we're right here, mm-hmm. guys.
It's going
to
be interesting to see what all changes with that, because I still think Randy Orton's going to be involved.
He has
to be. Oh, yeah, he is.
Because the way Bray Wyatt was cutting the promo, Randy was giving the looks at that title.
How pissed would people be if they wasted a Rumble win on somebody that wasn't going to wrestle? Not because of injury or anything, just because they decided to not go that route.
I don't want to.
So
do it.
That was SmackDown this week. I didn't get a chance to watch NXT. I'm so behind on NXT.
I am too.
But I hear Chris Hero at the recent NXT tapings attacked Bobby Roode. And threw a shoe at him, took a shoe off and threw it at him. But it's going to be interesting to see.
Then Finn Balor came back.
Finn Balor did come back. I think that was at the same taping.
Yes. That was interesting. He looked okay for what he did.
Dude, he's jacked now,
he's
too.
He's ripped.
They're talking, I think he's going to start being booked on events in March, which is good. So
did y'all see the picture of his Valentine's picture with Seth Rollins?
Yeah, he's rehabbing a cut finger or something like that. Yeah. That's so funny. Well, let's take a quick break. When we come back, we're going to come back with a strong trivia segment.
We're going to do trivia?
Run by me this week. It's going to be a lot of fun. Stick around. This is the Oversell Podcast.
Woo.
Welcome back to the Oversell Podcast, and it is the best part of the show. It is time for some wrestling trivia.
Can you feel it, sir? It's time for a little bit of wrestling trivia.
The look of pride on that man's face
love
right now.
That song. Oh, man. I made it myself. Thank you, Mr. Announcer Man. It is time for wrestling trivia. You can play along at home. This time you can pause it in between each question. I'm kind of stealing a little bit of this style of trivia from a podcast called Trivial Warfare. So go follow them on Twitter. Go subscribe to their podcast. It is a lot of fun to listen to. And it's at Trivial Warfare. And go subscribe on iTunes, leave a 5-star review. The way this is going to work is I've got 3 questions. So we're going to do 2 rounds, a halftime question, and a final question. You get 5, 10, 15 points per round. You can use each value once. You have to use all three in the round. And we will, if you get the answer first, you can lock it in. So, and the third person who has not locked it in yet can talk it out. You guys got the rules.
Yeah, yeah.
No cheating.
Well, the internet doesn't work, so I can't do that.
Your laptop doesn't work is what it is. Okay. Question one of round one. Who won the first King of the Ring tournament? If you get an answer, you can lock it in. Who won the first King of the Ring tournament?
Do I just say I'm locking it in? Or
yeah, just say, are you locked in? You got your answer?
I'm locked in.
Dan's locked in.
I think I know.
Okay. You may be. I didn't know you were so young. You, John, John may be at a little bit of disadvantage for some of these questions. No, I'm kidding.
All right, I'm locked.
Okay. You can talk it
no,
out.
Wait. Say the question one more time.
Who won the first King of the Ring tournament? Who won the first King of the Ring?
Who was the first King of the Ring?
Yeah.
I think I got it.
Okay. Everybody locked in with an answer?
Now wait, who the first King of the Ring and the first King of the Ring tournament are two separate answers.
I'm sorry. It was who won the first King of the Ring. My bad. I didn't know. I got confused. But who won the first King of the Ring?
If tournament.
Who was the first King of the Ring? who won in the WWE?
Who was it?
Who won the first King of the Ring? If you need to change your answer, I will allow it this one time. Okay. Now, how many points are you guys going to put on this question?
Five.
Five from John.
I'm going 10.
Mike's got 10. Dan, how about you?
I'm going to put 10 on it.
Okay. Dan, who'd you answer with?
I'm going to say Harley Race.
No.
Who'd you have?
I had Viscera, but that's not right. I know that's not right.
I said Bret Hart.
The answer is Don Morocco.
Yeah.
Don Morocco won it in 1986.
You know what? I was actually legitimately thinking about that, too.
Really?
Yeah,
you should have gone with it. So no points on that question. You both, Mike and Dan have used a 10. John uses 5 there. Next question. Second question of the first round. Who was the last person to be recognized? And when I say last, most recent, because I'm sure it's going to happen again. Who was the last person to be recognized as a Grand Slam champion? Grand Slam in its current form means you've won a world heavyweight title, a secondary title, and the tag team titles.
And we did trivia on this one recently.
Let me know when you get your answers locked in.
What do you have?
Hey, no cheating. in this game, sharing is not caring.
You can't hear us. So the most recent person who has had this.
Yep, recent person to be recognized as a Grand Slam champion, which I think in today's age is a pretty damn good accomplishment.
Yeah.
Mike, did you lock in something?
I'm locked in.
All right. John is locked in.
I go with 10 points, too. So
okay.
Get that out of the way.
Using your 10.
Well, I'm definitely using my 5.
Dan, what are you using? Do you know?
I'm probably going to be using 5, too.
Okay. Anyone got an answer yet written down? John's got locked is locked in. Mike and Dan, we're waiting for one of you to lock in. The other one can talk it out once the other one locks in. Once again, while they're waiting, be sure. I feel really bad that I'm kind of stealing their format, but be sure to go out and follow at Trivial Warfare. It is such a fun podcast to listen to. Also, head over to oversellpodcast.com and check out the Amazon link right underneath the main player. There's no extra fees or hidden fees or anything like that. It's just you helping out this podcast by shopping on Amazon.
All right, I'm locked.
All right, Mike, you can talk. Or Dan, you can talk it out. Mike is locked in.
Okay.
You can think out your thoughts out loud now.
I'm
Or you can keep them to yourself. We don't care.
Think out loud, Dan.
Dead air.
Dead air. Oh, man. Because I'm thinking it's one of the S.H.I.E.L.D. guys, to be honest. Because Dean's got the Intercontinental title. He was U.S. champion. And he did the WWE title run here recently. But I don't remember him having tag team titles. Because that was Rollins and Reigns, I thought. They had the titles during the S.H.I.E.L.D. days. But Rollins being... I don't remember Rollins being Intercontinental or U.S. champion. And I do remember... I do, and Reigns is U.S. champion. He's WWE champion, and he had the tag title. So I'm gonna go with Reigns.
Dan said Roman Reigns. What do you guys have?
I had Daniel Bryan.
Mike.
I had Reigns as well.
John got 10 points this round. It is Daniel Bryan about. as the most recent in 2013 when he won his title at WrestleMania. He became the most recent Grand Slam champion.
Bingo.
Dan, you had a lot of great thoughts there, and everyone you said, I got to play poker face up here. And yeah. Some of those things you're saying, I'm like, man, that's good. Some good thoughts. So right now, John's in the lead with 10. Your third
game up
question of the first round. Who was the first Lucha Underground champion?
Oh, and this is my fucking 15? And they didn't put it on Netflix yet?
Exactly.
So I guess all y'all are using a 15, right?
Yeah.
John, you're not allowed back.
He doesn't know how you're getting home either.
Yeah. I'm going to lock in my wrong answer right now for 15 points.
Oh, man.
I didn't know I had to study shit before I came over here anymore.
Hey, man, I told you when you texted me who's coming up with trivia night, I said it's questions.
Oh, man. God, I should.
Now, Mike hasn't locked in yet, so don't give him any thoughts yet.
I know. I feel like I should know this, though, because we've talked about it before.
Give him the wrong answer.
Gee, Derek, whose turn is it to come up with trivia tonight?
Jesus!
Just got an update.
What's that?
Kelly confirmed she will be at WrestleMania 33. We'll consider another run in wrestling.
Yep.
So it is confirmed.
And she's going to be at Access that weekend, too. Oh. Which next year I'm going to WrestleMania.
Oh.
Since it's in New Orleans. I got a buddy that lives down there, or my cousin that lives down there.
Nice.
Yeah, nice. I'm excited. I'm going to have a recorder with me so I can record all my thoughts.
This is what I think. All right,
I'm
this.
Locked in.
All right, Mike is locked in. Dan, you can think it out.
Dead air again.
Dead air.
Yeah, dead air again, you know. I honestly do not remember whatsoever.
Well, give us just throw a Lucha Underground name out there. I mean, you got a good chance of throwing something at the wall and it's sticking. And
John Morrison is the only one I remember even winning a title at one time.
Okay.
So I'll throw that out there, yeah.
Okay, that's your answer, John.
Johnny Mundo,
yeah.
Okay. Mike, who you got?
Mil Muertes.
Mundo.
Correct answer is Prince Puma, or I would also accepted Ricochet.
I was trying to remember about that match, but I haven't seen it yet because fucking Netflix.
So, after the end of the first round, John is winning 10 to nothing. All right, so for the halftime question we're going to do, each answer you get right is worth 4 points. I have 5 titles here. I want you to tell me who is the current holder of that title. You can list them You know, I'm going to go through them once, and then if you need me to repeat any of them. All right, WWE Universal, WWE World Heavyweight, Lucha Underground, IWGP Heavyweight Champion, and the British Heavyweight Champion.
Okay.
I will give a clue. It is not the WWE UK. I'm not asking for the WWE UK.
I was confused
not
on that
not
one.
From the UK tournament. The actual British Heavyweight Champion.
Okay.
Some of those are softballs. The last three, I think, are kind of hard. Well, if you don't watch those companies.
Yeah.
They're extremely hard.
Yeah.
Let me know when all you get all your answers locked in. Dan, how you doing out there?
I'm doing okay.
All right, I think I'm good.
I think Dan's going to say, Derek's never allowed to do trivia ever again.
Can you list them again?
Yes. WWE Universal, WWE World Heavyweight, Lucha Underground, IWGP Heavyweight Champion, and British Heavyweight Champion.
All right, I am locked.
All right, Dan, you can think out. You can think out loud if you want to.
All right.
I mean, a couple of, like I said, two of them are softballs. If you don't get, you're guaranteed at least 8 points on this trivia question, right? You're guaranteed them.
Right.
Sure.
Sure, yeah, we'll go with that. While we've got dead air, did anybody else see Mickey James?
Right, I'm pretty much locked in because I can't watch Lucha Underground. So,
all right, Dan, go ahead with your answers first.
I got Kevin Owens, Bray Wyatt, and Kenny Omega, and I don't know the British one, and I don't know Lucha Underground. So,
okay, so you said, you said KO, Bray Wyatt, and Kenny Omega.
Yeah, which I'm pretty sure Kenny Omega's wrong, but that's about the only one because I haven't watched New Japan yet either. So,
okay, John,
Kevin Owens, Bray Wyatt, Okada, Mundo, and I don't know the British.
Okay, Mike.
All right, Owens, Universal, Heavyweight, Wyatt, Lucha, Mundo, Okada, New Japan, and I have no idea about the British.
Your correct answers are Kevin Owens for Universal.
4 points.
Bray Wyatt for WWE World Heavyweight Champion.
4 points.
Lucha Underground. Johnny Mundo.
4 points.
IWGP Heavyweight Championship. Okada.
4 points.
And Mike, you don't know me too well, but of course I had to sneak this question in. Your British Heavyweight Champion, which is defended at RevPro, is Shibata. All right, let me tally up the points that round. I got 16 for John there, 16 for Mike, and 8 for Dan. You got Johnny Mundo a question too early there, Dan.
Yeah.
Okay, going on to round two.
That's what happens when Netflix postpones releasing Lucha Underground.
Sons of bitches. Yeah. Question one of round two. Who did they originally plan to be in Evolution? Who were the four originally planned members of Evolution?
I just saw a video on this too. Damn it.
You have to get all four to get the correct answer.
Right.
Let me. How many points are you gonna wager on this round? Or this question?
All of them.
Mike's gonna wager or ask for a bucket of fuck.
All right, I think I got it.
Okay. Dan is locked in. How many points you wagering?
I'll put 10 on this.
You got 10 on this one. Cool. Oh, after halftime, it's, let's see, John has 26.
Ooh.
Mike has 16, and Dan has 8. Evolution is a mystery.
I'm locked.
John, right. Talk it out.
For right. 5.
So
for
I
5.
Okay. So I know.
They wanted Lenny in as the fourth member. That's what.
Evolution is a mystery.
So I know Triple H and Flair were the definite ones because they were the ones who gave the idea of it.
Yep.
Now. Batista was coming off his little Deacon run.
That was so bad. That was so horrible. Deacon Batista! With his cash box around his neck.
Mm-hmm. So I think he was going to be in it as well. Now, Orton is the one that I know was not planned. I cannot think of who his replacement was going to be. Son of a bitch.
Man, sitting here with the Stone Cold face right now is just hard.
Did you watch the video of Stone Cold drinking fancy drinks?
That was hilarious.
I need to watch it. I've heard it's pretty funny.
That was hilarious.
Evolution is a mystery. Don't know for you. I've seen the line in the sand. You know what? Evolution is going to give me something that I will always love. Evolution gave us Blue Tista.
Blue Tista?
Oh, man. He was pissed at the people that were chanting him at that time. Who hasn't locked in yet?
Me.
Oh, John.
Yeah. The new guy that's winning.
This is going to be for 5 points, so this is my 5-pointer. God, I'm going to have to go on a guess on this one because my mind's just blank right now. Yeah, my mind's blank. I'm just going to guess.
Okay. All right, who you got?
I had Cena, but that's not right at
all.
That is incorrect.
Mike?
Triple H, Flair, Orton, Jindrak.
Okay, Dan?
I've got Triple H, Batista, Flair, and Sean O'Hare.
The correct answer is... how much did you guys all wager on
5.
This?
5.
I did 5.
You did 5. The correct answer is Ric Flair. Triple H, Randy Orton, and Mark Jindrak.
Yes!
Mike nailed it.
Damn.
Yeah. they actually shot videos with Mark Jindrak in them.
Yep.
But then they replaced him with Batista.
The only reason I went 5 is because I couldn't remember if it was Orton or Batista that got replaced.
Question 2, round 2. Who drove the pink caddy at WrestleMania 6?
I'm locked in.
Dan is locked in. How much you putting in on it?
I'm putting 15 on that one.
It's another shot in the dark on this one. I'm locked in.
John is locked in. How many points you putting down?
10.
Okay. Mike, you doing 10 or 15?
10. Yeah, I'm locked in.
All right. Mike, what do you got?
Probably the wrong answer.
Okay.
I said Godfather.
John?
Well, you said pink, so I said Bret Hart.
Dan?
Diamond Dallas Page.
The correct answer is Diamond Dallas Page.
New Hall of Famer.
Yep.
Brand new Hall of Famer. Congratulations to him. All right, so by my calculations...
And how cool would it... And just a side note on that, how cool would it be if Hall and Jake Roberts, came out to induct him?
That would be pretty cool.
I think that's what I was thinking.
I think Jake the Snake should do it. Mm-hmm. So John and Mike, I guess you guys will be using a 15.
Yep.
And Dan has to use a 5 this question.
Uh-oh.
Who has... the most reigns as the IWGP Heavyweight Champion? Who has the most reigns, most different reigns as IWGP Heavyweight Champion? Not at total, not like Bruno Sammartino and his consecutive days, but most.
Like Ric Flair 16
yes,
times.
Yes, yeah. Who okay. has yeah. the most reigns as IWGP?
Hmm. I'm glad this is my five.
Did someone's Tamagotchi go off
it,
there?
It was my pump. I have diabetes, so.
Oh, okay.
It was me.
My bad. You now good? I feel like a jerk.
Extra points, no.
I'm sorry, man. I am a jerk.
No, you're good. All right, I'm locked in.
Oh, we are locked in here. Locked in for man. This is a, if you pull this one,
I probably won't.
I'm going to be very impressed.
I probably won't, but it's a guess. Shot in the dark.
I'm locked in.
Okay, Dan. Dan,
I have no clue.
How many points do you have, Mike?
Less than you.
Mike is at 21.
At 21.
Yep, you're still at 26.
Let's go.
Yeah. All right,
yeah, Dan. I don't even know who to guess on that one. I'll just say AJ Styles.
No. Whoops. I shouldn't have. No, that's not right.
Well, no, you're wrong, dumbass.
All right, we'll just go to Mike because I had AJ Styles too.
Mike.
Tanahashi.
Holy shit! Really? Hiroshi Tanahashi.
So it's written down. Tanahashi.
Oh, my God. Son of a bitch. You got the 15-pointer that round, too.
Yeah.
Son of a bitch. 31, 36 points.
I retire from trivia.
All right, so going into the last question.
But he doesn't know who drove the Cadillac at WrestleMania.
I couldn't think of it.
All right, so going into the final question. You're allowed to wager as many points as you want. If you get the question wrong, you will lose those points. But if you get it right, you gain those points.
I
have four stables. I want you to put them in the order by stable size, smallest to largest. Okay. The four stables are the Latino World Order, the Hart Foundation, Natural Born Thrillers, and the Bullet Club. I want you to put those stables in order from smallest to largest as far as how many members they had at their at the point where they had their most members.
Okay.
Well, Latino World Order, Hart Foundation, and what?
Natural Born Thrillers and the Bullet Club. Latino World Order, Hart Foundation, Natural Born Thrillers, Bullet Club.
Is it, so we're doing smallest to largest?
Smallest to largest. Yes, sirs.
And we can wager as many points as we have?
Yep.
Okay.
Yep, you can't. If you have 26 points, you can't wager 30.
Right, okay.
Unless we make up a rule and you have to get punched in the gut. Chest slaps.
And what is everybody's point total right now?
26.
Oh, yes. John is at 26. Mike, you're at 36. Dan is at 15.
Okay.
What was the band that sang Evolution? Why can't I think of that right now?
Motorhead.
I don't know. Wow.
That's 15 points. I get that.
Yes. Yeah. While y'all are thinking about it.
Evolution is a mystery, full of chains that no one sees. Clock makes a fool.
Probably screwing up Dan's thought process.
No, I'm good.
Dan's locked in. Dan is locked in. Okay.
I'm going to go ahead and lock in as well.
John is locked in. Mike, talk it out.
The game.
I did. I didn't know if you're the if you're trying to do like old Triple H or if you're trying to do Tim Allen.
Hey, I do have a I got a side note about the video for the entrance video for the Evolution theme song. Bruno, he had they were filming that on a Sunday. They filmed all of the video for the Evolution entrance video. That, you know, the entrance video that shows on the Titantron whenever they'd come out, you know,
right.
All of them getting out of a limo and being with the women and, you know, getting off of a helicopter and all that stuff. It was all filmed on a Sunday. Well, if you notice in the video, there's liquor in that video.
And by
well,
liquor
where
on
they
a
were
Sunday.
Filming that, they had to where they were filming that, you couldn't buy liquor on Sunday. So, to get around that, and this is why our buddy Bruno is the head concierge, because he comes up with stuff like this. To get around that, he checked into a high-dollar hotel, ordered a bunch of booze from the bar, they brought it up, he put it in his suitcase, he checked out of the hotel.
And it was all on that WWE credit card, wasn't it?
And it was all on that WWE credit card.
And on the outside of the box, he wrote apple juice.
Yep, apple juice.
Apple juice. You gotta have your apple juice. Apple juice mix strong.
I'm locked.
Mike is locked in. Man, that guitar solo.
I like that album that that theme song actually came out on because it came with a. It came with a collection of the entrance videos on it.
Nice. Is everyone locked in?
Yes.
Oh.
Yeah. I thought you were just listening to the music.
Oh,
well,
my bad.
He's over there. He's over there listening to Motorhead.
Let's see. Dan, you are in last place. Hate to say it like that, but who? What order did you put him in?
And how much are you wagering first?
How much are you wagering first?
I'm wagering all 15 of my measly little points. And let's see, we're going smallest to largest.
Yes, sir.
So Natural Born Thrillers would be first. I'm going to put Latino World Order next, Heart Foundation after that, and the Bullet Club.
John, how much did you wager?
10.
10?
So, and I have the Heart Foundation as one, Natural Born Thrillers at two, Latino World Order at 3, and Bullet Club at 4.
Okay, Mike.
I wager 5. And I had the same exact order that Dan did.
Oh, so you read it off.
Natural Born Thrillers, Latino World Order, Heart Foundation, Bullet Club.
The correct order is?
Not mine.
None of yours.
with five members, the Heart Foundation.
Oh,
with, really?
With 7 members, the Natural Born Thrillers.
Oh, son of a bitch.
I thought they had 5.
Huh?
I thought they had 5.
No, I was talking, Dan, what'd you say?
When did the Natural Born Thrillers have 7
members? Well, I can list them out. I can name them off the top of my head. They had Reno, that's one, Johnny Palumbo, Stasiak, of course, the above average Mike Sanders. had Reno.
You said Reno already?
Oh,
here's the first one.
Johnny the Bull. They had Jindrak. They had O'Hare.
I got to go back and watch more old Nitro.
6, 7. So.
So none of us got it.
So with 12. With 12. The Latino World Order.
Son of a bitch.
Which means Bullet Club with 13 members. Currently, that's how many members they have as official members of the Bullet Club. 13. Let me tabulate the final scores here. Let's see.
Go ahead, lose them 5 points. Go ahead, add 36
In third place, Dan came in with 0 points.
Yeah.
In second place, Mike with 31 points. The winner, our guest, who Mike is never bringing back again. I guess there's a couch down here you can crash on. There's a love seat. We got another bed down there if you need to crash. John, congratulations. You won this week's trivia segment. Man, what'd y'all think? Is that fun?
And I scratched out 0 points. I was like, no, I'm not going to be a bitch and just do it that way.
You know, on Trivia Warfare, they always say, at Trivia Warfare on Twitter, since I just stole their whole podcast there, they always say, champions bet zero.
Yeah, because then I just would have been tied.
Yeah, and then I didn't have a tiebreaker, so it's good. I'm glad you...
So see,
thank you.
I was thinking of the podcast, and I was trying to be nice to the new guy.
I appreciate it. Well, let's see.
Of course
see.
You were.
Let's see.
Screw Dan. He just...
Well, I only bet five just so I would still beat you, even if you got yours.
In honor of our guest, he came in, he whooped some ass in trivia.
Yes. Yes, I did. I'd like to shout out Chandler Parsons
and Savannah Chrisley.
And Savannah Chrisley.
Well, I tell you something, that Chandler Parsons had better be a nice man, because if I have to go over there and get him, he's not going to like it.
Also, want to shout out Tony Allen. Shout out.
Well, your extensive knowledge of wrestling stables is...
Exactly.
All right, so how did you get there? I've got to ask. How did you... Did you just get... Was it just...
Okay.
Give us your thought process. I want to know.
Okay, so Bullet Club, I knew, had the largest.
Yes.
That was a given.
I think everybody knew that.
You know what's interesting about the Bullet Club is how many members in other companies they have.
Yeah.
New Japan, Ring of Honor, PWG. You know,
technically
have...
WWE.
Yep.
Yeah.
NXT.
Yeah.
Or they did have NXT, I guess. Finn just repeated.
Yeah.
So anyway, sorry. Go ahead. So,
and then I knew the Hart Foundation had a small amount back in the day. And the other two, I just kind of, I knew the Latino World Order kind of took that gimmick off the NWO.
Yep.
So I kind of thought, okay, NWO had their whole black and white and the red and black, and they kind of split, and then they had the Blue World Order with all them, and then Latino World Order with all them. So I was like, okay, maybe they could have more, and that was just my thought process right there, honestly.
Hey, that's awesome, man.
It works. So
this is not a well-known secret about me. I am a big mark for the Natural Born Thrillers. I thought they had every chance. They should have that was the best thing going at the end of WCW was the Natural Born Thrillers. I love Mike Sanders. I thought he was awesome. You know, Ginger, Jack O'Hare were two of the most athletic big men I think I've ever gotten to see wrestle. And that's also, I'm a big Shibata mark. So if I run trivia, more than likely Shibata is going to be involved in an answer, which I'm still can't believe you didn't get that, Mike. You knew I was going to throw him in somewhere.
I didn't know he was fucking.
Yeah, he died.
that one.
And at the New Japan 45th anniversary show, I'm going to have to. I got to find a safe space to watch it in because Shibata's wrestling Zack Sabre Jr.
Yeah, I saw that.
Oh,
yeah.
My God.
He has to change his pants now.
Oh, yeah. When I've sent a text to that, I sent the Randy Marsh picture from the internet episode.
Yeah.
This is ectoplasm, stupid ghost. Mike, you want to do a Memphis wrestling moment?
Yeah, sure. Why not? February 22nd, 1976. I remember that like it was a long time ago. let's see. It was at the Mid-South Coliseum. Don't see an attendance on... Yeah, it does have an attendance later on. Okay. Starting from the bottom going up, Wayne Petty versus Buddy Wayne. Rosie Jones versus Bill Costello. Tommy Gilbert, Bearcat Brown, Tojo Yamamoto, Bill Dundee versus David Schultz. The spoiler. I missed that guy. Don Green and Sam Bass. Big John versus Mitsu Arakawa. Al Green versus Jerry Jarrett. And for the main event, NWA Southern Heavyweight Championship, no time limit, no disqualification. Sam Bass is barred from the ring. Jerry Lawler, the champion, defends against Tommy Rich.
Nice.
Rich claims the crown. Challenger Tommy Rich defeated champion Jerry Lawler for the National Wrestling Alliance Southern Heavyweight title in the featured bout at the Mid-South Coliseum last night before 8,019 fans.
That was a huge deal at the time, by the way.
How many again?
I believe it says 8,019.
Shoo!
In other bouts, Buddy Wayne beat Wayne Petty. Rosie Jones stopped Bill Costello. Big Bad John beat Mitsu Arakawa. Jerry Jarrett won a disqualification over Al Green. In the eight-man tag match, a draw resulted.
Darn draws.
So, yeah.
Was that the one with the spoiler in it?
Yeah, I think they just played
Pictionary. Spoiler!
Is what that says.
Snape loved Harry's mother the whole time. Spoiler! He was dead the entire movie. Spoiler! Event Horizon will fuck you up as a kid.
Spoiler! It was a dick in the box.
Spoiler! I got nothing else. Okay. Spoiler! Harvey Keitel
blows up at the end.
Yeah. Spoiler alert! She lets him go. After saying, I'll never let go. That's awesome. That's awesome. All right. Well, that's all I've got for this week. Thank you for listening. Let's end on Superstar of the Week. We like to end every episode. So, guys, I ask you, who is your
Superstar of the Week?
Guest goes first.
Yep, guest goes first.
Can I do a tag team?
Sure.
Yeah. The Usos.
The Usos. Very good choice, man.
Can I give a reason why?
Go ahead.
That promo they cut on American Alpha, if you have not watched it, it is amazing.
Here's another spoiler alert. I hate the way they're doing the Alpha.
I do, yeah.
I think it was way too early for them to be.
I'm Dustin Five.
Son of a bitch, leave me alone, Dustin.
Dustin
Five Star, damn it.
Next time I see you at the forum, I swear to you.
We're just going to run out there and interrupt his little promo during the timeout.
He's got his own little radio show he can go be on every week.
There you go.
Leave us alone.
You know, do you like the Gangster Usos?
I do.
I think it's
more their style.
I think only one of them pulls it off.
Yeah.
I think it's Jimmy pulls it off better than Jay. But
yeah, no, their promo they cut on Tuesday was phenomenal. I mean, they had the challenge there. They told them what they were going to do. And they just, the gangster side of them, the badassery, I guess you can say, of the Usos is now, they need to be the champs at some point.
Yeah.
I don't know when, maybe after Mania, because American Alpha's young. They're still on this little, nice little high. They just beat the Wyatts, yada, yada, yada. But no, I think the Usos need to be champs soon. So
very good, Mike.
The 5 feet of fury, Alexa Bliss.
Jesus. Nice. All right.
I love her.
I know you do.
She's great.
I know. When you, I'm pretty sure you would have given Emelina Superstar of the Week for
Emelina of. Doesn't exist.
Whatever. You know. What I mean. Dan, who you got?
I'm going to go with Jason Kincaid and Chase Owens over here. They put on a hell of a match, and got to give them props for that.
All right, I am going to go with Shibata.
Imagine that,
because he's a fucking badass. And if you haven't watched Shibata wrestle yet, then you're missing out, because seriously, he is. Because
he doesn't wrestle; he just beats the shit out of people,
dude. that's what he is. You know, when he gets he at one point got Suzuki Minori. I know I'm butchering that name. Into a corner, threw about, it had to be at least 30 forearm shots, and then did a running drop kick into the corner. And the drop kick just looked like he put every bit into Suzuki's face. It's some fun stuff. Check out New Japan World. It's only like 999 yen, which over here is like $8 or something like that.
Right.
It's highly worth it. Find a way to watch it. I just watch it on my laptop. I've got a Chromecast, but I hate the son of a bitch. Also, be sure to check out 4001 Lamar Avenue this weekend to come see the Broken Brilliance. Yes, wonderful. Yes. Check out Broken Matt 4001 Memphis Lucha Libre Wrestling. It is going to be a hell of a show. And let's get out there and support some local wrestling. Thank you for listening. Thank you for dialing. Be sure you're following us on Twitter. We are at Oversell Podcast, facebook.com/Oversell Podcast. I am at Derek, DerickOverSell.
At WolfMike23.
I am at One Dangerous Dan, and I'm also on Facebook, Dangerous Dan Matthews.
And I am Jonathan at Jonathan_Tyler1.
Also, be sure to head over to oversellpodcast.com and check out the Amazon link right underneath the main player. There's no extra fees or hidden fees. It's just you shopping on Amazon like you already are going to do. Check out. They've got some great specials. I just got the DC deck building game for like $26. It's really fun. They have all sorts of expansions for it. They've got everything you need there. And just be sure to go to oversellpodcast.com. The easiest way to get to this podcast.
The like pad cost.
The pad cost. Broken Matt would say, the oversell cast of pod. Yes, wonderful. Anyway, subscribe on iTunes. Leave a 5-star review while you're there. Also, be sure to head over to sharkdropper.com. We are part of the Shark Dropper Network. And check out all the other podcasts there, like Paralyzed Season 5 has just started. You've got Doppel Avenue Hurt, and if you listen carefully, you may hear a voice from this show here when they start up their new season at some point. And head over and check out their Patreon link and become a Patreon today. Also, thank you to Blog Talk Radio, our host for our podcast. That's where you get to hear this podcast every week. Check us out. You can look us up on blogtalkradio.com. Thank you for listening. You've been listening to the Oversell Podcast.